Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. A federal class action lawsuit has been filed against the state of Massachusetts over the drug lab scandal involving former state chemist Annie Dukan. She's the chemist who admitted falsifying the tests on drug evidence used in criminal cases. Although the state dropped more than 21,000 drug cases because of Dukan's misconduct, the suit claims some of the people who were convicted based on the false evidence are now entitled to compensation for probationary fees and other costs that lawyers say could add up to millions of dollars. Joining us now is one of those attorneys, Luke Ryan. Good morning.
Good morning.
Tell us more about the money paid by your clients that you believe they should get back.
Every defendant in Massachusetts who goes through the criminal justice system is at certain points in the process subjected to various fees and fines, everything from court-appointed counsel to monthly supervision fees for probation and parole, daily monitoring fees for GPS, court costs. This is money that adds up. Based on recent Supreme Court precedent, these are individuals who are entitled to get their money back.
Does that include compensation for any time spent incarcerated?
It doesn't. This is strictly a class action suit that is been instituted to recoup people who have had to pay money, monetary extractions from them that were shifted onto them through public policy developments in the last couple decades.
Now, in all, how much do you estimate the state of Massachusetts owes these people?
Every individual within this class of 21,000 plus had a different case, and only the Commonwealth really could know exactly how much they owe people. But some of these fees and fines are absolutely mandatory, like the victim witness fee of $50 in every case. So it's difficult to quantify, but cumulatively, I think it does add up to a fair amount of money.
There has been other legal action by so-called Dukan defendants. In one case, a federal judges ordered Dukan herself to pay $2 million to one of the defendants who spent time in prison. Is it Annie Dukan or the state of Massachusetts that really should be held accountable here?
Well, it's the state that took this money from our clients. And when you erect a criminal justice system this way and there's a massive scandal like we've experienced, then the Commonwealth is put in a position where they're the ones who took the money from this people and they've got to come up with the money and return it to them.
This class action suit relies on a recent U.S. Supreme Court ruling that said the state of Colorado had to refund fees to a woman who was acquitted of drug charges. Does that U.S. Supreme Court ruling open the door to other lawsuits, being as the state of Massachusetts has a pending drug lab problem with another chemist and another 8,000 criminal cases could be dropped?
I think the Nelson v. Colorado decision makes it very clear that once somebody has had their conviction invalidated, they're presumed to be innocent, and you can't take money from people who are innocent.
Attorney Luke Ryan, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
Luke Ryan, an attorney in the class action lawsuit explaining that suit that's been filed on behalf of anyone involved in drug cases that depended on potentially falsified evidence testing done by state chemist Annie Dukan. This is 90.9 WBUR.